and my next guests on the program this week cannot be confined to the term recital. They'll be participants in the Percussion Extravaganza. It happens this Sunday, November 5th at 3 p.m. Dr. Megan Arnes, Assistant Professor of Percussion in the MU School of Music, is here. She's joined by Graduate Teaching Assistant Ryan Patterson. He helps to head up the Marching Mizzou Drumline. To both of you, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
The Percussion Extravaganza that happens this Sunday has been going on a while. This is not the first.
This is not the first.
Can you give us some history on the event?
Sure, yeah. So this is an annual show that was started by Dr. Julia Gaines, who, as most of you know, is now the director of the School of Music. And her idea was to showcase different ensembles in the percussion program. We have a lot of different ensembles, world ensembles, percussion ensembles, and the drumline. And since Marching Mizzou and particularly in the percussion studio, the drumline is such a huge time commitment in the fall. That's one of the groups we'll be featuring. We'll also be featuring our steel pan ensemble, Tiger Pans, and as well as our traditional university percussion ensemble. So we'll feature percussion majors, non-percussion majors, and some community members who are members of these ensembles.
And one of those ensembles is led by Easley, South Carolina native Ryan Patterson. He's a graduate teaching assistant. Ryan, tell me about the numbers in the drumline. How many are you coordinating?
Well, we have about, I think it's 24, maybe 25 members. We have seven snare drummers, seven cymbal players, four tenor or quad players, and then seven bass drummers. And that's made up of mostly non-major students, non-music major students who just really like to do music, and this is their outlet that they take for that.
And with the drumline being part of Marching Mizzou, is your period of activity exclusively the fall semester?
For them, yes. We do some things in the spring as well, just kind of gigs, playing for alums and events and things like that. But generally speaking, the majority of what we do is in the fall.
And how did you first become interested in percussion?
It's a funny story. I made a bet with my friend in fifth grade. It's kind of a bet, sort of a deal, that when we went to do our instrument auditions, if we didn't get percussion, we weren't going to do it. But we both bought percussion, and we started in sixth grade. I joined marching band in seventh grade. I joined a youth orchestra in eighth grade, and that was it. Percussion was my life.
Is he still in percussion?
No, he's not.
So you won the bet.
I won the bet. I guess I won the bet then.
That's Ryan, I won the bet, Patterson. He's here as graduate teaching assistant for Marching Mizzou Drumline. And Ryan, will the Marching Mizzou Drumline be part of the Percussion Extravaganza this Sunday?
It will be. We will be there.
You might have your feelings hurt if you weren't invited.
Exactly.
What will you be performing at the Extravaganza?
Specifically at the Extravaganza, we'll be performing our cadence sequence, double beat, and our jungle beat sequence.
There are other performances on the program for the Percussion Extravaganza. Dr. Arnes, what else can attendees expect who show up to the Missouri Theater this Sunday at 3?
Yeah, so the University Percussion Ensemble will be doing six pieces. Two of them we performed recently with our guest composer, Stephen Snowden, who was in residence here at Mizzou for a couple of days working with the saxophone and percussion studios. So we'll repeat two of those pieces that we really enjoyed. We're also featuring one of our senior music ed majors, Nick Miller, on a piece called Slopes by Paul Rennick. He'll be playing a kind of a collection of snare drums backed up by an ensemble. And actually, Ryan has also been the graduate teaching assistant coach for that piece as well. We're doing a piece, a historical piece by Christopher Rouse called Ogun Badagri. It was written in 1949, so it's not that old, but that's pretty old for percussion ensemble repertoire, and so it's kind of a staple in our field. It's a very ritualistic, drummy, high-energy piece, so we're featuring our five freshman percussion majors on that. And then to close out the show, we've got two pieces. One, The Surface of the Sky by Blake Tyson, which is a piece that was written in commemoration for the anniversary of the 60th anniversary of the desegregation of Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas. And this piece was commissioned by about 35 universities around the United States that contributed to this, and that will be performing it this semester. So we're happy to be among that group of universities, but most importantly, to kind of help tell this story about this desegregation case and to remind people what happened and to tell the story.
That's the voice of Dr. Megan Arnes. She's assistant professor of percussion in the MU School of Music. She was joined in studio this week by graduate teaching assistant Ryan Patterson. He helps to lead the Marching Mizzou Drumline. They will be part of the percussion extravaganza that happens this Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Missouri Theater. You can find details about that and all upcoming School of Music events on the website music.missouri.edu. To both of you, thanks for making the time today to visit.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.